Thursday, July 10th, the Florida House. Celinda Pink sings her earthy elegance to me from the Bang & Olufsen stereo. We like Celinda Pink. We love her flawed passion. I reflect to Celinda's rhythms on the artist's way. I reflect because my friend gave the book to me. It's written by a screenwriter who teaches courses of various kinds of art to various kinds of artists who feel the need to rejuvenate their creativity. The author figures she knows how to put such people back on track. I suppose she does. She makes a living at it. From the bit I've read so far, it seems that the major premise is that within each creative person there is an inner artist child. Many external pressures, and some inner left-sided ones, tend to exclude the inner artist child from most of the action. The secret to remaining creative is to resist those pressures, to let the artist child, the little prince, live and work through your otherwise thoroughly functional and respectable self. Okay, but do I need the course spelled out so precisely over 12 weeks? I'm not sure. I wonder whether I give over my life so completely to my inner artist child and I neglect the rest of me. Maybe my inner artist child is a spoiled brat who's been too much indulged and could benefit considerably from a good whack on the derriere. I don't see where the artist's way ponders that possibility. I don't like courses anymore. I've done so many courses. This place, this land, is not neutral ground. This is ground hallowed by Arlene's love and sweat. She sought it, found it, loved it, and presented it to me to love with her. This is our ground. True, God had a hand in making it, and Bertha or Caleb or Deborah could veer across the peninsula and alter this ground dramatically, but not so dramatically as to spoil the beauty. Beauty is more powerful than pain. The babble of a sandhill crane moves my mind elsewhere. We head north tomorrow toward reality. I am changed. I am interested to see how that translates into my life. I'm anxious to know how long I'll be incontinent. I'm anxious to discover what clever devices the urologists have made to deal with what I am certain they perceive as a purely mechanical problem. I'm very anxious to know that my PSA has gone to zip. We go to Amelia's in town to dinner tonight. There are special memories. We dress up for the occasion. We celebrate life and love tonight. I'm not sure how many extra pads to take with me. I desperately hope that I do not soil my Armani pants. The smell, I need to repress the haunting smell.